League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey. Hey. So in my job, I stay at a lot of bed and breakfasts. And it is what it is. And what it is terrifying. Because the owners of these bed and breakfasts are, I don't know what they are really, but I mean what they are probably, it's just very normal people. But, and particularly so if they live in remote areas, they don't come across as normal people. It's like the worst horror movie of all time. They greet you at the door. Hello. Bats fly out, cobwebs. Hello. Can I help you? Or often they know your name, don't they? Nathan, I presume. Yes. Yes, it's Nathan. I'm already terrified. I walk in. You have such a brief interaction with these people, don't you? You know, they... But it's terrifying, even though it's only a few seconds long. They say, hello there. How was your journey? Fine, thank you. That's good. Well, here's the room. I trust it is to your satisfaction. Yes, fine, thank you. And this is your key. Breakfast is at 4 a.m. What? Yes, 4 a.m. Yes, that's when we serve breakfast. Could I request a later breakfast, please? Because it's like Sunday morning and I work nights and you absolute psychopath. No, I'm very, very sorry. 4 a.m. is when we do breakfast. 4 till 4.30 a.m. Checkout is 1.30 a.m. What, so I have to hang around outside for 2.5 hours in the middle of the night? Yes, that's correct. Anyway, obviously I'm slightly over-egging this, but the interaction is always slightly awkward, isn't it? Because, I guess they've seen, haven't they? They've seen and heard horror in these rooms. They are cheap bed and breakfast, but any hotel is the same. The owners of these places will have witnessed and heard some of the worst depravity imaginable. And the cleanup process, I guess, doesn't bear thinking about it. The nastiness these people must have seen, my heart goes out to them. And that's, I guess, why they greet you, you know? In such a weird way, you know, I feel weirded out and by them because they're actually scoping me out, aren't they? And wondering, am I a nutcase? Am I a sexual deviant? Are they going to be cleaning up shit from the sheets for the next 8 weeks? My first impression is always the same. You are the sexual deviant. You have hidden cameras in every room. You're a disgusting voyeur pervert. Anyway, here's the key. If you need anything, please do give us a shout. I'm always in. Always in that room downstairs. The door closes. Is it locked? Great, I'm safe. I get changed because I have an hour before the gig. I get in some tracksuit bottoms and I open one of those half yogurt, half cereal combos. My kids phone me up and I'm sitting there on a video call to them and about to eat this cereal yogurt combo. But my mind is taken off the job of my kids and I end up pouring a load of yogurt onto the crotch of my tracksuit bottoms. And then there's a knock on the door. It's like a 70s farce. I'm saying to my kids on the phone, look, look, I've got to go. The owner from outside says, hello, I've just got towels for you. I think, what do I do? He's going to think I've snuck someone in. So, you know, I'm talking to my kids. So I open the door and I've tried to wipe it off quickly with some tissue, but it's just made it look worse. Just this big, sticky mess on my crotch. And I say, sorry, I've just spilled yogurt, which I think is an actual well-known euphemism for coming, isn't it? I've just spilled yogurt, I've just been masturbating. Then, I kid you not, from the phone on the floor comes the voice of my 14-year-old son. He doesn't know it's my 14-year-old son. Daddy, 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 come back. Are you still there? Oh my God. And the owner just looks at me and says, I'll leave an extra towel for you. Fuck's sake. What's the moral of this story? Well, basically, there's no point being good. There's no point. Everyone assumes you're a pervert anyway. Lots of love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.